Going to call the House Labor and Commerce Committee to order. Let the record reflect the time is 3:15. Today is Monday, March 2nd, 2009. We have with us Representative Boo, Lindsey Holmes, John Coghill, and myself, Mark Newman. So we do have a quorum. On the agenda today is hearing House Bill 129. We're going to have some testimony from the Alaska Association of Realtors. Representative Ramirez.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the House Labor and Commerce Committee. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm joined by Margaret Dowling today, and after I present the bill, I would like to turn it over to Margaret and also to Sharon Walsh, the Director of the Real Estate Commission, and Bob Clark, President of the Alaska Association of Realtors, as we're having a joint Armed Services Committee hearing upstairs. And more than half of my district is comprised of Fort Wainwright soldiers who are presently deployed to Iraq. So I, with the committee's indulgence after initial presentation, I'll ask you if I can be excused. With that, let me take you through House Bill 129. I'm delighted to share with the committee that this is a bill with a zero fiscal note, that inside the hierarchy of real estate, the real estate world, there are brokers, there are associate brokers, then there are salespeople, and then there are the clerical support staff. House Bill 129 is a bill by request of the Real Estate Commission and simply addresses salespeople. We presently have in statute conditions that a broker or an associate broker that is convicted of forgery, theft, extortion, conspiracy to defraud creditors, or fraud can be removed from the professional association. Unfortunately, the law does not apply to real estate salespeople. House Bill 129 simply incorporates this group of folks into that statute. It was brought to the attention of the 26th legislature by the Association of Realtors and the Real Estate Commission because there was a situation where a salesperson was indicted on 5 counts of bribery, money laundering, and importing a controlled substance. Although the salesperson pled guilty to drug trafficking and the remainder of the charges were dropped, the Real Estate Commission had no power to revoke this real estate salesperson's license, and it compromises the industry and the faith and trust that the public puts in what is otherwise a very noble profession, but is oftentimes there are stereotypes in the industry, and there we need not reinforce any of those stereotypes. We're better off to help them to self-police their industry, which is their request, and that's why they have requested this statutory change. That concludes my presentation, Chairman Newman. I'm available to answer questions, and at such time that you turn it over to professional testimony, I'd like to be excused.
Do we have any questions for Representative Ramirez? Thank you, Representative Ramirez.
Thank you very much. Oops.
Representative Lynn, did you have a question?
No, I don't have a question. I just need to put on the record. I need to declare a conflict of interest. I'm a licensed Alaska real estate broker acting as an associate broker. I'm currently in referral status. Nonetheless, my license is hung with Prudential Real Estate. So I declare conflict.
We welcome your experience to the committee. Thank you, Representative Will and Flynn. With that, Representative Ramos, I think we do have your staff here if we need you.
Thank you very much.
Representative Holmes.
Can I kind of break with protocol and ask Representative Lynn a question on about what he just said?
Sure.
You going to give me a referral?
No, I'd love to.
Address questions to the chair.
Mr. Chairman, my question is simply, we have in this bill brokers, associate brokers, and real estate salespeople, and I was just going to ask Representative Lynn which of those categories, if any, he would fall into, just out of curiosity, the knowledge around the...
That I would do what? I didn't get...
Representative Lynn, could you repeat that, Representative Holmes?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The bill talks about brokers,
right,
associate brokers, and real estate salespeople.
Right.
I was wondering, Mr. Chairman, Representative Lynn, which if any of those three categories you either fall into now or would have fallen into when you were more actively practicing.
Representative Lynn?
Associate broker.
Associate broker.
But
okay.
I've been all those, but Treasury Board, but I need it, because it touches all aspects of real estate. I feel I need to ask for, you know, conflict of interest, because I don't know really where it's going to go.
Thank you.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the latitude. I was just curious, since we have expertise around the table, to clarify.
Always good to know where you're coming from, huh? We have Art Clark from the Alaska Association of Realtors available. Art, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Art, do you have any testimony to add to this bill or some expertise on this?
Well, just that we are in support of this bill. It basically is a clarification, I think. But somehow or other, the language for the for salespersons was left out. I think it was inadvertent. But we are in favor of this change. We don't want we want to have the same things applied to the salespeople as to the associate and brokers and brokers.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Clark on this? Okay, we also have available for question Sharon Walsh from Alaska Real Estate Commission. Sharon, guess we're doing okay there.
I am only here representing the division as well as the Real Estate Commission. If somebody had specific questions, I didn't have any testimony per se. So if anybody has any specific questions regarding licensing or real estate licensure specifically,
Mr.
I'm here to address them.
Thank you, Ms. Walsh. We do have a question from Representative Boop.
Good afternoon. Thank you for your testimony. I was wondering what the department's pleasure is on this particular bill.
The Division of Corporations, Business, and Professional Licensing is in support of this bill. And I know I've spoken to our investigative unit, and they are certainly on board with this.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Walsh. We do have a question from Representative Coghill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Ms. Walsh, for testifying on the this. The on page 3, section 10, that's where we see the real estate salesperson. But it does talk about the commission shall, and then goes through the process if there's a conviction. I understand all that. But it does talk about a license in this particular paragraph. Is it true that a salesperson has a license as well?
Correct.
Okay. All right. That shows.
There's three types of licenses that are issued by the commission. Broker, associate broker, and salesperson.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure we didn't end up in some kind of a snafu here. Thank you.
Ms. Walsh, we do have a question from Representative Holmes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just for those of us who are not as familiar, can you just really quickly explain to me the difference, the basic difference between a broker, an associate broker, and a salesperson?
Okay. Well, a salesperson, the minimum qualification for a salesperson are 40 hours of pre-licensing, and then you sit for the exam, and then you apply for a license, and you have to have a passing score for that. So then based on all that and the fee of $455, you would obtain a salesperson license. Now you can work with that salesperson license for 2 years, 24 months, and then you can sit for 15 hours for a broker upgrade training, and then after that you can take your broker exam, and you can become an associate broker or a broker. So 24 months experience, 15 hours of licensing schooling, pre-licensing or broker pre-licensing, and then that allows you to become either open up an office as a broker or work under a broker and be associate broker. So there can only be one broker in an office, and then any brokers that want to work for that brokerage become associate brokers by default.
And then if I may just briefly, Mr. Chairman, and then salespeople, then there are salespeople often who are required to work under a broker but are actually out in the field meeting with clients, showing houses, actually doing the work of what we would think of as a real estate agent?
Right. Everyone is required to work under a broker. So there's only one broker per office, or branch, an associate broker in charge of a branch office. Mm-hmm. And then, but everyone must work under a broker license.
Okay. Thank you. That was very helpful, Mr. Sherman.
So, thank you, Ms. Wallace. So this, again, just adds a real estate salesperson on top of brokers and associate brokers who this law already is applicable?
Correct.
Thank you. Representative Coghill.
Thank you. Well, since we're adding a real estate salesperson and the law has already been in place, my question is the salesperson a new license portion of this? Or why was it not previously put into law? Can Mr. Chairman? I'm just anybody can
and
answer that. Who knows?
Either Mr. Clark or Ms. Walsh.
This is Mr. Clark. This is Mr. Clark. I believe it was just an inadvertent oversight. This bill had a major revision back in the late or mid '90s. House Bill 33 back then. We changed an awful lot of things. I think this was just an oversight. The types of the licensees that we have been the same type of licensees for as long as I can remember. It's just that the salespeople were overlooked in this particular case. And this is something that we really want to clean up because we don't want people in our industry that are salespeople practicing when they shouldn't be.
And Mr. Clark, this is Representative Newman. Were salespeople required to have a real estate license at the same time as brokers and estate brokers, or is it? Were
the way it's been set up, it's always been you start out as a real estate salesperson, or it used to be a real estate agent, and then you, after a couple of years, you could go and take your test and become an associate broker and or a broker. Once you become an associate broker, you become a broker in your own office or under somebody else's, at somebody else's office that they own. But all brokers or all licensees must be under a real estate broker.
Thank you. Any more questions for Mr. Walsh or Ms. Walsh or Mr. Clark? Thank you, committee members. Is there anybody else online or off net that would like to testify? None? Anybody in the audience that would like to testify on behalf of this bill? Hearing and seeing none, I will close public testimony and open it up for committee discussion. Is there any committee discussion on the bill?
Mr. Chairman, I'd go ahead and move it and see if we have objection. I'd move that we move House Bill 29.
Will of the committee? Representative Coghill.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we pass House Bill 129. Out of with individual recommendations, and I don't see a fiscal note.
Zero.
It's a zero.
Zero.
Zero. Zero fiscal note. Okay, with a zero. Zero fiscal note.
I guess that we have moved the bill then, and hearing no objections, this bill does move from committee, and we are adjourned.